Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
And calls may be monitored or recorded for quality purpose. Okay, this is Mary calling from Bank of America, and I do have my client on the line, also Ms. Linda Newman. Okay, you can go ahead and proceed, Ms. Newman.
Okay, I have a cancellation number because I had done something on y'all's website, didn't know it was going to lead to a recurring amount every month. So I called y'all back, and the young lady told me if I call my bank and stop the dispute, that she would, and they called them back, which we're doing, she would give me back my money of $59 and some change. It's already been canceled.
Very well. Excuse me, you guys. Can you provide me your zip code, please, ma'am?
76247.
Thank you. And what's your name?
Linda Newman.
I did find the account, Miss Newman. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
12196 Buttercup Lane, Justin, Texas, 76247.
Very well, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I'm waiting on your account information to pull up. And I can see that you were already canceled. And I do see where this account was created August the 12th, which is today. And I can see everything you stated. Give me 1 second. All right, ma'am, and I can't see what went on. I just want to make sure that it was accurate, that there is no dispute.
There is no dispute right now, but I do need my money back.
Very
she
well.
Said as a one-time courtesy, she would give it back.
Very well. Give me 1 second, ma'am. I'll handle that, and I'll come back. I don't know if you have the cancellation code, but I'll provide it to you, and it'll verify you got the account canceled and refunded. Give me 1 second, please.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And you may want to write those numbers down, Ms. Newman.
I've got the cancellation number down.
Okay.
And thank you for helping me and your patience.
You're welcome.
All right, ma'am. I got you taken care of.
Yes.
And
I will get an email saying that?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the code for that email?
Give me 1 second.
Thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am. I thank you guys. It's not a problem. Give me 1 second. And I'll get it sent to your... I get it sent to your email, and I can verbally. You said you had that cancellation code, but I still
yes,
get
yes, I
this,
do.
All right, I still get this information. It'll state that cancellation code that you have, and this the full amount of that refund.
Okay, is there a code for the email you're gonna send me?
Yes, ma'am, there is.
Okay, can I write that down, please?
Yes, ma'am. And it's a transaction number that states that refund, but I got your cancellation code, which is your account number, and it's been canceled, and I got your refund transaction ID number also. So I can give you them both. Yes, ma'am. At first, your cancellation code, you may have this, but it's that C920555796. You have that, right?
Have that.
All right. And it's for your refund transaction ID. I can give you that number if you need be.
Okay. Go ahead and give me that.
It's 714-299-7199. I'm gonna start over for you. I'm gonna say it a little slower. It's 714-299-5
7129. Say it again.
714 9-9-5-0-7-2.
Okay, let me repeat it. It's 714-29-9507.
295072.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So hopefully that got you taken care of.
Okay, we appreciate it, and you have a good day.
You too. I thank you guys for calling customer support. You all have a great day also.
Okay.
All right, good day, guys.
Are you still there, Mary?
Yes, I am.
So hopefully they hold true to what they said. And what about my debit card that I can't, that was canceled? Do I still have to wait for a new one?
Yep.
Or can we undo that one?